Hallelujah. Children's Church. Children's Church. Well, before I get going here, just want to say welcome, everybody. We said Pastor's gone for a couple of weeks here, and things are going to keep going. Amen? So we're referred to as the Whosoever Church. Whosoever you are welcome here. No matter what you've done in the past or no matter what you're doing. Right now, might not agree with it, but you are welcome here. We love you, we'll love on you, and you'll hear Jesus Christ, period. Amen. As Pastor says, we don't water down the Lord, we don't call him Big Daddy in the sky, you know, the man upstairs, you know, whatever. He is God and God Almighty. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He deserves our glory and honor and worship and praise. Amen? So we treat him with respect, and if you don't, you need to. Amen? If you don't, you need to treat him with respect. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. So, we have prayer requests during the week. We don't look at them. We don't read them. God knows what's in these prayer requests. Okay, and we're going to pray with them or pray for them. We're going to believe God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, too difficult for God. Amen, to do. He is the Almighty God. Amen. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the God that heals. I've been healed. Others have been healed. And I'm believing that you can be healed too. Whether it's body, soul, spirit, God is able to do it. Amen. We were in Africa for a while. We lived there, and we saw miracles after miracles. Literally, saw the lame walk, the blind see, and the deaf hear. People throwing their witchcraft fetishes and alcohol into a bonfire and being delivered like that. Because they didn't stop to figure out why it couldn't happen. We've got everything here that, you know, we kind of put God in a box sometimes, you know. But I'll tell you what, God is God Almighty, and He is able to do anything. Amen? Anything. So we're going to pray for these. We're going to believe God. Like I said, I'm not sure what's in it. God does. God knows, and He is able. And it says we can come boldly, boldly before the throne of grace to receive help in time of need. Well, there's some help here that needs taken care of. So Father God, we just come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that all things are possible with you, Lord God. Lord, You healed the sick. You raised the dead. Lord, you brought deliverance where it was needed, Lord God. Lord, you fed those that were hungry. And Lord, you see each and every one of these needs in these baskets here, Lord God. And Lord, we just commit them to you and we thank you, Lord. Lord, that you are working on them. You're touching each and every one of them, Lord. And that you will hear and answer our prayers, Lord. And we just commit them to you. And we commit this service to you right now, Lord God. We say, Holy Spirit, come. Come and fill this place. Touch our hearts, touch our lives. Touch the Sunday school, our children's church that's going on right now, Lord God. You have your way, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I get thirsty up here. There's something that I kind of like to do when I'm teaching or anything is like to start out with a question. You don't have to answer this, okay? Always don't need to see hands, don't need to see God knows. Amen? Have you ever said or have you ever heard someone say, does anybody really care about me? Who cares about me? Amen? Just think about that for a second, okay? But I've heard, does anybody care about me? Does anybody know what I'm going through? Man, if you knew what I was going through. Nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, there is. Okay. I want to turn to Mark chapter 5. And I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to do a fair amount of scripture. I'm not going to slow down, okay? You can catch the scriptures online or something, but I might be going through a lot of a fair amount of scriptures, okay? Because the Word of God, I believe, is the truth. And when you hear the truth will set you free. Amen? And not only that, but the Word of God is quick and powerful, Hebrews 4:12. Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. And it is a discerner, the next verse, of the thoughts and intents, and it exposes us for who we are. The Word of God, you can't hide. You can't hide from God. Okay? Can't hide from Him. I've tried lots of times, but somehow He's always there. Amen? Okay, Mark chapter 5, starting down at verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, he, or Jesus, said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great storm arose, and the waves beat in the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern. He was in the back of the ship, asleep on a pillow. He was nice and comfy. Yes, sir. Sorry. Mark 4. Sorry. 35. Starting at 35. I looked at underneath. This ends on chapter 5, my reading. Okay. Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41. So, but he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." I don't know how he said that. Whether, "Peace, be still." No. I think he said, "Peace, be still." He has all power and authority. Amen? "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I'd like to look at a couple things in this. Okay. First of all, no matter what you're facing, God is with you. Amen? Doesn't matter whether it's this small or whether it's this big. God is right there with you. It's not the circumstance that you're in that matters. It's God in the circumstance with you. Amen? If you know that he's there, then you don't have to worry and fear. Amen? We'll go on here. Okay. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." Next thing he said, Jesus went with them. Well, yeah, "Let us cross over." So Jesus went with them. They got him. They put him in the boat. He got in the boat. Jesus was sleeping in the back. He probably had a rough day. I mean, he went around healing the sick, feeding the hungry, delivering those that need deliverance. You know, he was probably tired. And this was a good time for him to get a little relaxation. All right, so he was asleep in the back of the ship, or the boat. Again, I want to say, do you know that Jesus is right there? You might think he's asleep. You might think, wow, what's going on? Why isn't this getting taken care of? You know, well, he's right there. He said, "I will never leave you or forsake you. I am a friend that sticks closer than a brother." Brothers have a good reason. Well, my brother and I, we had our spats, but boy, we stuck up for each other too. And then our little sister. Yeah, nobody wanted to touch little sister. Okay, but he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So on the way across, it says that a great windstorm arose. Not just a storm, but a great windstorm. out of nowhere. When I was in the Navy, the first trip that I took on my little destroyer, we must have been in the tail end of a hurricane. But our ship, our little destroyer, DD-820 class, was going. Just like that. That was a great storm. First time I ever got seasick in my life. I mean, I've been out on Lake Ontario. I've been on some lakes and had the waves come up when we were young and see water on both sides. You know, and pray that we get back. You know, but a great storm came. You know, Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, when you're getting hit with double barrel shotguns from the enemy, when all those fiery darts are shooting at you, the Spirit of God raised up a standard against him. He raised up a shield. He will raise up a shield. You might have to go through things. I've gone through things. Still going through things. We might have to go through things. But he'll either take you up and over, through, or around, or whatever. But you're going to make it through. Because God is a God that wants to see you make it. Amen? We just need to realize that he is with us and that he is able, and trust him to do it. Amen? So there was a great storm. When the enemy comes in, he says, like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard and put him to flight. The rest of that. We hear the Spirit of God will raise up a standard, but the rest of that is, and will put him to flight. Amen? When you resist the devil, he will flee. But there's also a submitting to God that you don't hear. All right? There needs to be that relationship with the Lord in order to see things happen. Amen? When we were in Africa, they heard the word, they believed it, and boom, it happened. We try to figure things out, or we want things instantly, you know. So, shows how God defends his people against the fiery darts of the wicked, or whatever circumstance that we come into. It says, Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat with a pillow. Jesus, Allstate has a commercial that says, turn them over, but you're in good hands with Allstate. Can't get quite that low, but anyways, you're in good hands with Allstate. Insurance company. I'll tell you what. The best insurance that you could ever have is right here, right in this Bible. The assurance that Jesus Christ is with you always, and he's there to help you. Amen. No matter what you might face or what you might be going through. There was another one. Get a piece of the rock. Not just a piece. What was that? Prudential, wasn't it? Prudential. Get a piece of the rock, your insurance. Well, don't get just a piece, get the whole rock. The rock, Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the one, the sure foundation that you can stand on. Amen? Amen. It says, neither is there any other foundation that no man can lay than that which is Christ Jesus. You build your house on the rock, and you're going to stand. Amen? When the fiery storms and the waters and the winds and the waves beat upon you, it says in the two builders there, the house is going to stand. You ever build a sandcastle and watch the tide come in or the waves? What happens to that castle? It's, my castle's gone. You know? But you know what? When the waves and the torrents and the stuff come at you, in your life, in my life, you can stand on the Word of God. You can stand on Jesus. He is faithful and true. Amen? Amen. You're in good hands. You're in the best hands. And Jesus was resting in the hands of His Father. Amen? Resting in the hands of His Father, going across that sea. And when that great storm came, he was still sleeping. He didn't even... the disciples were all getting freaked out, afraid and everything, you know. And, you know, the one thing they did do is they went to Him. They went back to Him. That was good. They didn't try to take care of it themselves. They went to Him and they woke Him up. They said, Master, don't you care that we perish? You know, but the big thing is, when you're going through it, it can either force you to go the other way or take you to Jesus. Amen? And Jesus is the answer for the world. You see how messed up this world is. Amen? We have in us Jesus, the Holy Spirit. We need to share that with others. There's a lot of people that are dying and going to hell every single day. Every second. We need to share what we've got inside of us, that they might live too. Amen. Disciples woke Jesus up. They were afraid. They said, don't you care? But the big thing is, they came to Jesus. You might hear somebody say, you know, why is this happening to me? Maybe you know Jesus, maybe you don't know Jesus. When I didn't know Jesus, I'll tell you what. I had all kinds of things happen. And I did. I wondered, why is this happening? You know? But it was 43 years ago this month that I came to the Lord, came back to the Lord. I ran from the Lord for a couple years. And it was hell on earth, those 2 years. Finally, I came to my senses, the prodigal son. And I said, what am I doing? You know, I'd wake up once in a while and say, God, please don't take your hand off from me. And you know what? He didn't. I'm so glad. So glad that He was there. And when I came to the bottom of the barrel, sometimes we need to go that far. Because I lost everything that I had. Except for a couple changes of clothes. And I came back to the Lord. And that was it. You know, that's it. Man, I'm here. I'm here to stay. Yes, I have my ups and downs. I have my times. I have my doubts. I have my fears. But you know what? You know, they have a kid's song. It says, show me the cross and I'll find my way home. Amen. If you can show me the cross, I'll find my way home. This little girl was lost in the city. And she said, if you can show me that cross, I'll find my way from there. You know? If you're not where you're supposed to be with the Lord, you know, the cross is there and he's here. He hasn't moved. Just like Peter, when he saw Jesus. Is that you, Lord? If it is, bid me to come. Come. Whoa! And he pulled him right back up. You know? He's there. He's always there. He is always there. He's a covenant God that wants to see us make it. He wants us to make it. Jesus woke up. He rebuked the sea, the storm. Peace be still. And then he went and he asked, and he said to the disciples, he says, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Why are you so fearful? You would think that the amount of time that they spent with Jesus and seeing everything, that there might be a little more faith. But you know what? We could say that about ourselves too. Amen? The amount of time that I've known Jesus and the amount of time, you know, I can look at things too and say, oh, wow, you know. But you got to remember something here is greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen? We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? He's there to help us, to guide us, to teach us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I shared this before, but when I was in the hospital and I had a major surgery, I couldn't get to sleep one night. And I was just kind of hallucinating and seeing this and hearing that and everything else. And I said, well, this is the end of that. This is enough. I took my phone. I had a pair of headset, and I put them on, and I turned on worship and praise. The devil, the demons, they can't stand that. I slept like a baby. I mean, slept like a baby. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen? That worship and praise. The interesting thing was that Satan, Lucifer, was the one that brought all the angels into the presence of the Lord for worship and praise. And now he can't stand it. And look at the garbage that he's promoting and pushing right now over the airwaves. Anything and everything that you can imagine, he's doing it. We need to take a stand, a real stand against the lies and the demonic forces, this agenda that's going on in this country, the abortion industry, all these different things that are going on. We need to take a stand. Amen? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know, Satan is the prince of this world. But you know what? God is the ruler. God is the ultimate. The devil can't do any more than God allows him to. Look at Job. You can do. Oh, if you did this to Job, if you did that to Job, if you would let me do this, okay. Do everything, but don't kill him. And you know what happened? He lost everything. But he gained twice as much, if not more, in the end. More kids, more worth, more. Because he put his trust in the Lord. Amen? You just look at what some of the people in the Bible, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow down. So heat up a fiery furnace 7 times. You know? Okay. If God doesn't deliver us, we're still going to serve him. You know? Well, there was a fourth person in that fire. And when you're going through the fire, you know, there's a fourth person there. And he's ready, willing, and able to help you. Amen? David in the lion's den. David, another one. The only thing they could catch him on is he was worshiping his God 3 times a day. Daniel. Yeah. It was D. It was close. No. Thank you. Yeah, I'd hate to get you confused. It was Daniel. Daniel in the lion's den. So, King said, okay. He was very reluctant in doing this. Throw him in. And says, and he prayed. And you know what? They, Daniel, are you down there? Yes, I am. I'm here. You know, God shut the mouths of the lions. You know, brought deliverance. Amen? There's so many that you can go through. Fear is probably one of the worst things. If the enemy can get you afraid, he's got you. Because fear can paralyze you in everything. It throws doubt in. You might not do what you're supposed to be doing. You know, there's just a number of things. But you know, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. Who is the perfect love? Anybody? Jesus. The more we know him, the better the relationship we have, the less fearful we're going to be when things start coming. Amen? Jesus said, here's something that they actually looks like they forgot. Let us cross over to the other side. He didn't say, you know, let's go halfway and drown. You know, said, let us cross over. I'm going to take you across. We're going to go across. When Jesus is in the boat, you're going to float. Amen? Amen? He's our lifesaver. Whoosh, the ring. Boom, Peter. Yanked him up. Amen? When he's in the boat, it's going to float. Doesn't matter how. If you think you're a submarine, you know, if he's there with you, nothing to fear. I know it's easy said, okay? But He never promised the disciples a smooth sail across that lake or sea. But he did promise that we were going to go to the other side. Okay? It's the same with us. I want to read a song real quick. And it's amazing because I was just writing some notes down, and I took kind of a little break and went out to the table last night. I turned the radio on, and this song came on. It's by Lauren Daigle. Trust in You. Amen. It says, letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at Your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what You see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need Your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, You're by my side. When You don't move the mountains, I'm needing You to move. When You don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When You don't give the answers as I cry out to You, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in You. Truth is, You know that what tomorrow brings, there's not a day ahead You have not seen. So in all things, be my life and breath. I want You, I want what You want, Lord, and nothing less. And it goes on, when You don't move the mountain, I'm needing You to move. When You don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When You don't give the answers as I cry out to You, I will trust, I will trust, and I will trust in You. And then she goes on and she says, You are my strength and my comfort. You are my steady hand. You are my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Your ways are always higher. Your plans are always good. There's not a place where I'll go You've not already stood. When You don't move the mountains, I wish I could go through. Or when You don't move the mountains, I needed You to move. When You don't part the waters, I wish I could go through. When You don't give the answer as I cry out to You, I will trust, I will trust, and I will trust in You. Kind of sums up a lot right there. Excellent, wonderful, wonderful song. I mean, I just kind of fell in love with that thing right off the bat. But it kind of sums up here too. Jesus is there. There's not a single thing that God isn't shook up about. He knows us before we were even born. Before we were even knit together in our mother's womb, He knew us. And all of our days were written in a book, Psalm 139. It's my favorite. I always quote this. I love it. You know, He sees us when we're sitting down. He knows when we're standing up, lying down. He knows our thoughts before we even think Him. He knows what comes out of our mouth before we even say it. And David, not Daniel, David says, such knowledge is too wonderful. I cannot even attain. I can't even comprehend that. And we can't either. You know, the fact that He knows us inside and out before we were even born. He has our days numbered in a book. We need to step into that when we come to know Him. Amen? He has a plan and a purpose. Jeremiah 29. Let me just read that here. 29:11. You hear that, you know that probably. But it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Again, Psalm 129. It says that when I go to sleep and I wake up, your thoughts are for me. He's thinking about me while I'm sleeping. He thinks about me when I'm waking up. They're like the grains of sand. He can't even count how much he cares and loves you and thinks about us and takes care of us, even behind the scenes. Look at Esther. Never once has it mentioned God in there. But he's behind the scenes that whole time, working and working and working. And the children of Israel were delivered because of one girl. Well, a multitude of things, but she was obedient. So, but anyways, I know the thoughts that I have, or the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Again, if you look into this deeper, that future and a hope is an expected finish and end. There's a race that we're running. Paul talks about a race. Abraham. You know, I press on. I press on to the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. I look towards the finish line. I don't do this and lose my step. Keep focused on him, because it's a proven thing. When a runner loses his, that much can lose him the race or her the race. Because it takes them out of step. They get their eyes onto something different. You know, that's why they put frontlets on animals when they plow fields, when they used to plow fields and stuff, so that they would look straight ahead and not be doing this and watching the row go like this down. Then, verse 12, Jeremiah 29, then will you call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. There's the big one. Right there. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. One thing the Lord says, what's the great commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second, love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? Well, you can't love your neighbor if you don't love yourself. You can't love yourself if you don't know Jesus. Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But I, the Lord, search the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, I see what's going on in there. I see what's going on. You know, you hear this all the time. Trust your heart. Trust your feelings. No. You trust your heart and trust your feelings. Unless Jesus Christ is right in there, you're in for a world of problems. And it's like, don't put your trust in man, because man's going to let you down. Or anything else is going to let you down. If you're trusting in this, that, animals, this, or whatever, statues, idols. Idols are an idle waste of time, because they can't do anything. They can't do a single thing for you. The only one that can is Jesus. He's the answer for the world. Again, this world is so messed up. But we need to realize that God does care about us. He loves us. He loves us so much. First of all, we're saved. If you know the Lord, we're saved. Amen. If you've asked him to come into your life, forgive me of my sins, then we're on a pretty good start. Amen? The next thing is to get into the Word. Meditate. Read it. The more the Word, the stronger you're going to be. Pray. God, Jesus was always going away, praying. Going off to him and praying. In fact, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he went off and he was sweating blood. It says, because of what he was about to face, the cross. But you know what? For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And the joy that was set before him was you and me and anybody else that comes to know him. Amen? Prayer. You can't get to nobody or know someone unless you talk to them. You can't go out on a date and go, what do you want for, what are you ordering? No. Get rid of this stupid thing. You know? You want to get to know somebody? Get rid of this first. Don't take it with you. This is one of the biggest distractions in this entire world. Along with the computer. We didn't have that when I was young. Thank God. Boy, I'll tell you what. This generation and generations past and to come, first of all, they don't know what they're missing. And they have no clue of what it is to be a man or a woman and to do stuff. They got to sit behind this thing all the time. No, you know. God wants us. He wants all of us. He wants us all, every aspect. I pray, my wife and I pray in the mornings. Psalm 139, the last verse. Search my heart, O God. Try me. Know my anxieties. See if there's any wicked ways. And let's bring them up. Get it up and out so that we can deal with it and I become more like you. That's what he wants. He's a jealous God. He is very jealous. And we could go through a lot of different stuff. If we decide to just do our own little thing. You know, the 2 years that I ran from the Lord, like I said, once in a while, whoa, don't take your hand off me. And whoosh, right back into it. You know, he's a jealous God. We'll have no other gods before me. Jeremiah 32:27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me? You know, I don't know if you're facing circumstances or situations or if you're going through things. If you aren't, praise the God and praise the Lord, you will be. We're all going to go through things. The kingdom of God is through much tribulation, it says. If we're following Jesus, we're going to suffer like Jesus. We haven't seen suffering yet, as other countries have, but we will. I think we're heading that way. But you know what? The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, 14, 1 Chronicles. If my people who are humbled by my name are humbled, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will come and I will heal the land. You know, I've been through a revival or two, and I've seen a lot of stuff happen. But you know, we're due for a revival. Amen. Amen? God hasn't given up on us yet. Thank the Lord. We're still the greatest nation with everything that's going on. But we, you want to see revival, it's going to start right here. We have the words to eternal life. We have the words that could change people's lives, encourage them, save them. And you know, you don't have to go out and beat somebody over the head. All you got to do is, if Jesus says, go to your next door neighbor, just talk with them, you know. I'll do the rest. You know, be obedient to what he says. That's all. He'll do the rest. You know, we might not see things immediately. Some plant, some water, some reap. You know, like I said, it was 15, 16 years my dad and I had a wall up. And prayed for him, and he finally came to the Lord about 6 months before he passed away. Thank the Lord. Right? He does hear and answer prayers. He does care about what we're going through. You know, it might not be in your time or my timing, but it's just as Lauren Daigle says, you know, in her song, I will trust. I will trust. I will trust in you. So the only way we're going to trust the Lord is when he answers a small thing. That builds our faith. He answers another one. There's a little more. There's a little more. There's a little more. There's a bigger thing, a bigger thing, a bigger thing. Another one thing that I have mentioned so far. We need each other. I was a Lone Ranger for 2 years. I didn't make it. You can't be a Lone Ranger. It says, forsake not the assembling of the saints together. We need one another to encourage one another, to strengthen one another, to pray for one another. Amen? I don't know does everybody know the Lord here? Amen? If you don't, you have an opportunity to know him. He says, come. Let me just read another scripture here. He says, come to me. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. I like this. It says, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace. And I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quietness for your souls. For my yoke is easy to hear, and my burden is light. When you come to Jesus, you come as you are. We can do nothing in ourselves. Amen? There's not a single thing that we can do that's any earthly good or heavenly good. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's Him and Him alone. It's all of our righteousness. I stand complete in Him and worship Him. That's a good song, good chorus. You are all my righteousness. Amen. God is here. God is here to meet you. I believe that. I believe that. And He can do that if you want to trust Him. If anybody wants prayer, you can come forward and we'll pray. We'll believe God. Amen? Believe God. Because there is nothing too difficult for Him. He does care for us. He does care for you. He's a covenant God. He's a stick-to-it God to see us make it. Amen? So when the storms and tribulations and trials and testings and sickness and whatever else there might be come against you, God can and will raise up a standard. Trust Him and come. Pray and seek Him. Amen? So, just if anybody wants prayer, amen? If not, then... Amen. Amen. Amen.